The Diary of Charles Spurgeon from April to June 1850. I have sometimes said, when I have become the prey of doubting thoughts, well now, I dare not doubt whether there be a God, for I can look back in my diary and say, on such a day, in the depths of trouble, I bent my knee to God, or ever I had risen from my knees, the answer was given me. Introduction by Susanna Spurgeon. Not very long after our marriage, my husband brought to me one day a small clasped book, and putting it into my hand with a grave and serious air, he said, "That book contains a record of some of my past spiritual experiences, wifey. Take care of it, but I never want to see it again." He never did. And to me also, it was a sealed book, for I did not dare to open it. And it was lain unrevealed for certainly 40 years since the day I first saw it. But now, with reverent hands, I take it from its hiding place. And as I look upon the boyish handwriting and begin to read the thoughts of my dear one's heart in the bygone years, I wonder whether I can undertake the duty of transcription, whether my eyes will see through the tears which must come, and my fingers will hold the pen without much trembling, and my heart, which loved him so well, will be able to thank God that the past is past, and the struggles and sorrows of earth are forever forgotten in the ecstasies of eternal glory. Lord, strengthen and help me. The contents of the little book proved to be a continuous diary of nearly 3 months' duration, commencing April 6th, 1850, and ending on June 20th in the same year. Footnote: Charles Spurgeon would have been 16. As its pages cover the season of baptism and the young convert's first efforts in service for the Lord, it is full of deep interest and pathos to all who afterward knew and loved the great preacher. I feel that I am justified in at least revealing the long-kept secret of the book, for a perusal of its soul confessions and holy resolutions can only redound to the glory of God and show how he was leading his young servant by a way which he knew not. And I believe God would have me do this. The words of the dear boy of 16 are very touching when read in the light of his subsequent marvelous career, as the trunk and branches of the future tree may in some cases be seen faintly outlined in the fruit it bears. So we can here discern something of the form and beauty of the fair character which the Lord was preparing for a glorious service. How marked is his humility, even though he must have felt within him the stirrings and throes of the wonderful powers which were afterwards developed. "Forgive me, Lord," he says in one place, "if I have ever had high thoughts of myself." Early did the Master implant the precious seeds of that rare grace of meekness which adorned his after life. After each youthful effort at public exhortation, whether it be engaging in prayer or addressing Sunday school children, he seems to be surprised at his own success and intensely anxious to be kept from pride and self-glory. Again and again, confessing his own utter weakness and pleading for God-given strength, what deep foundations were laid in this chosen soul, upon what massive pillars of truth and doctrine did God construct the spiritual consciousness of the man who was to do so great a work in the world for his Master. He was truly a building fitly framed together, and he grew into a holy temple in the Lord, a habitation of God through the Spirit. So young in years, when he wrote these thoughts, yet so old in grace, and possessing an experience in spiritual matters richer and broader than most Christians attain to at an advanced age, how plainly revealed in these pages are the workings and teachings of the Divine Spirit, and how equally clear are the docility and earnestness and humility of the pupil. Many of the sentences in the diary are strangely prophetic of his future position and work, notably these two: "Make me thy faithful servant, O my God. May I honor thee in my day and generation, and be consecrated forever to thy service." And again, "Make me to be an eminent servant of thine, and to be blessed with the power to serve thee, like thy great servant Paul." These breathings, too, we see where the secret of his great strength lay. He believed and trusted God absolutely, and his faith was honored in a godlike fashion. Deeply realizing his own weakness, he rested with childlike and complete dependence on his Lord. And God carried him as a father bears his little one in his arms. And God's Spirit dwelt in him to teach him all things. His whole heart was given to God in his service. God's promises were verities to him. And as he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. It was with both hands that he heaped gifts and graces upon his dear servant until the time came to receive him into glory. Perhaps of greatest price among the precious things which this little book reveals is the beloved author's personal and intense love to the Lord Jesus. He lived in his embrace. Like the Apostle John, his head leaned on Jesus' bosom. The enduring terms used in the diary, and never discontinued, were not empty words. They were the overflowings of the love of God shed abroad in his heart by the Holy Ghost. One of the last things he said to me at Mentone, before unconsciousness had sealed his dear lips, was this: "O wifey, I have had such a blessed time with my Lord, and it was always so. The Savior was as real to him as if his eyes could look upon him, and it was his delight to dwell in the very presence of God in his daily, hourly life. Full of a sweet pain has been the task I set myself to write out these details of my dear one's life for 3 short months. But if anyone shall be the gainer by it, through being drawn nearer to God and having clear views of divine truth, I shall deem the pain a pleasure, and the sorrow will bring me joy." Saved men and women date from the dawn of their true life, not from their first birthday, but from the day wherein they were born again. Their calendar has been altered and amended by a deed of divine grace. Consecration. O great and unsearchable God, who knowest my heart and triest all my ways with a humble dependence upon the support of thy Holy Spirit, I yield myself up to thee as thine own reasonable sacrifice. I return to thee thine own. I would be forever unreservedly, perpetually thine whilst I am on earth. I would serve thee, and may I enjoy thee and praise thee forever. Amen. February 1st, 1850. A blessed year of Jubilee. April 6th. I've had a blessed day of refreshing from the Lord and from the glory of his face. Went round my station district and had a talk with several people. I trust the Lord is working here. Had some serious thoughts about baptism. The Lord is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. April 7th. Not well. The body bears the soul down. Heard Mr. S. from Genesis 22, verse 8. Could not take it into heart. Headache would not let me. Arminianism does not suit me now. If I were long to be so heavy as I now am, I could scarcely live. Evening could not attend to the sermon. Was happier without it. I feasted all the time on. When I soar to worlds unknown, see thee on thy judgment throne. Rock of ages cleft for me, I shall hide myself in thee. I cannot think how Mr. S. could say that Esau, he trusted, was converted when the Lord said, "Esau have I hated." April 8th. Walked out after breakfast. Never saw more plainly the sovereignty of God's will. He has called me. I feel sure that he will carry me to glory. Not well. Oh, God of grace, take me home when thou pleasest. It is mercy, mercy, mercy from first to last. April 9th. Happy again today, if such days continue, earth and heaven will be but one. But what have I written? I know I have sinned this day. In heaven, I cannot. Oh, to be holy, to be like God. I trust I shall be one day. O glorious hour, O blessed abode, when I am near and like my God. Jesus, how can I e'er forget thee, thou life of my delights? Hold thou me by thy free spirit, and pour down upon me more love to thee. Can hardly pray, but O my God, remember me. By grace are you saved. Oh, that I could do more for him. April 10th. Much better in health. All more than hell is mercy. How small is my sphere, yet what a great being condescended to fix my state before I had a being. All things are ordered by God. Blessed be his name. Though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. Sin is all cleansed by Jesus' blood. Doubts and fears will soon come. Desire of my soul, prepare me to meet them. The Lord's presence has not departed yet. Had I the tongue of an archangel, I could not praise him enough for this. I hope all is well at home with my dear mother. I must expect a cross soon. He that takes not his cross and follows after me is not worthy of me. April 11th. Have had sweet thoughts upon, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. How can one of his sheep be lost if he knows all his own? I have read today of the iniquities of some in high places. Father, forgive them, and grant that thy name may not be blasphemed through them. O my beloved, sooner may I perish everlastingly than thus dishonor thee. Thou sole desire of my heart. Heard Mr. S. from Psalm 68, verses 18 to 20. I love to hear him give all the honor of our salvation to God. Shepherd of Israel, guide thy flock into all truth. Quicken me and make me love thee more and more. April 12th. Earthly things have engaged too much of my thoughts this day. I have not been able to fix my attention entirely upon my Savior. Yet, the Lord has not hidden his face from me. Though tempted, I am not cast down. Tried, but not overcome. Truly, it is of the Lord's sovereign mercy. I would desire again this day to make a fresh application to the sin-atoning blood of Jesus, to cleanse away my sins. O God, do thou keep me down, and then I need fear no fall. O visit Zion and preserve thy church. Let her yet shine forth in glory. April showers have been coming down today. The Lord does not forget his promises. Jesus took my heart. Wherever I was aware, my soul made me like the chariots of Amminadab. Tell me, O thou, whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. I would be ever with thee, O my spotless fairest beloved. Daily meet me, for thy embrace is heaven. Sanctify me, prepare me, help me to bring forth fruit, and to be thine forever. April 13th. Did not feel so tired at the end of this week. One reason is that every day has been Sunday with me. Blessed be the shepherd. I walk now beside the still waters. What events are transpiring in the world? Things are quite at a crisis in the Church of England. I love my little work. Lord, be with me. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Trust in him, my soul. Follow hard after him. April 14th. Heard Mr. S. this morning from 3 John 4. The great subject of justification by faith. Who could dare to hope of going to heaven if works are the price? I could not. It would be like offering me a possession in the sun. If I could jump up to it and take it in my hand. Afternoon. Some of last Sunday over again. Esau does not give us a very interesting sermon. Evening subject was decision. I am quite encouraged. Hope I shall soon have an answer from home upon baptism. Through floods and flames. If Jesus lead, I'll follow where he goes. I would not desert him in any one point, but keep close to him. April 15th. Quite well today, and tolerably happy. First day of the races. O God, thou makest me to differ. Had a nice prayer meeting. Also, unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. What else have I to trust to? Mr. P. came in this evening and talked till past 11, so that I lost some of the time I should have spent in devotion. what various hindrances we meet and come into a mercy seat. Yet who that knows the worth of prayer, but wishes to be often there? April 16th. This evening, the friends be assembled. Grant thy gracious blessing. Read of the land Beulah. I have been there, and that too before coming to giant despair. Comfort we must not always have, or I am afraid I should go to sleep. I am now getting drowsy in spirit. Strong deliverer, keep my eyes open. My soul seems to long after the flesh pots of Egypt, and that after eating heavenly manna. Help and forgive me, O my Savior. April 17th. Read some of Andrew Fuller upon antinomianism. My God, what a gulf is near me. I think I can say that I hate that religion. I would desire to love God and to be as holy as my Father God himself. There is a little cloud between me and my Son of Righteousness, but I doubt not that he still shines upon me. He has not left me. I am a living miracle, a walking wonder of grace, and I am alive at all. Much more following on. May I from this time live nearer to him and honor his name more. April 18th. I trust a cloud has burst. I have seen some few gleams of sunshine today. I will walk on in his strength, whether it be through clouds or not. Went to chapel. Very few there. I have been enabled to renew my strength. May I now run in the ways of the Lord. I begin to wonder why Father has not written. He has good reason, no doubt. Lord, strengthen thy people and revive thy church by thine enlivening grace. April 19th. I do not live near enough to God. I have to lament my coldness and indifference in the ways of the Lord. O God of restoring grace, visit thy servant in the midst of the days. I will trust him. I cannot doubt his power or his love. Yes, I love thee and adore. Oh, for grace to love thee more. I shall yet have another visit and see again his smiling face. Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. April 20th. Went round with my tracks. Could not feel the Spirit of the Lord upon me. I seem to have a clog upon my feet and my tongue. I have richly deserved this, for I have not prayed or studied my Bible as I ought. I confess mine iniquity, and my sin is ever before me. Mercy, it is all mercy. Wash me anew, O Savior, in thy sin-atoning blood. I cannot perish if God protects me. I can do nothing. Weak and sinful worm am I. April 21st. This morning Mr. S. preached from 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 3. This is the great hope of a Christian, the main comfort of my life. The Lord will do it. Afternoon. Matthew 9, verse 22. Here again it is the Savior's working. Earthly physicians could not do it. Blessed art thou, O God, for this great salvation. Evening. 3 John, verse 4. I am not very much interested with these twice preached sermons. On the whole, I have enjoyed much this day. Little have I deserved it. Nay, not at all. No merit in me, I am sure. Vilest of the vile, so long shutting mine eyes to this great salvation and glorious state of God's people. April 22nd. The Lord has not forsaken me. Went this evening to the prayer meeting. Engaged in prayer. Why should I fear to speak of my only friend? I shall not be timid another time. I hope the Lord has helped me in this. He will in other things. The spirit is more brisk today, more soaring and more enchanted with that Savior who is the life of all my joy. Faith is the precious gift of God, and love is his gift. It is all of God from first to last. April 23rd. My prayer is in some measure answered. I trust the work has again revived. No desert is there in me. 'Tis all of mercy, I must acknowledge. I feel that I am dependent on the Lord for all, for growing grace and for living grace. I have my daily supply, and sure enough, I do not have 2 days' portion at a time. 'Tis a mercy to feel one's own dependence and to be able to trust the Lord for all. Sing, O my soul, sing, for the Lord has redeemed thee. Thou art safe. April 24th. Letter from Mr. Cantlow. Baptism on Thursday week. God help me to live worthy of him, and that my open confession of him may make me more diligent. Letter from Mr. Leading. Better than I had thought. Truly, O Lord, my lot is in pleasant places, and I have a goodly heritage. I am to do as I please about baptism. Never do I lose anything by zeal for the truth, and close walk with my Savior. Rather, I gain everything, Lord. Thou art my life, guide me, and allot my portion on this earth according to thine own wisdom and love. April 25th. Went to Burwell. Heard the examination of the children. Education is indeed a talent from the Lord. What a weight of responsibility rests upon me. I trust I shall one day employ this more to his honor. A letter from Father. In truth, he is rather hard upon me. When I followed my conscience and did not presumptuously break through the fences of the Lord about his church, I might have expected this. My business is to follow my Savior and not to pick out smooth paths for myself. If in any measure I have walked worthily, I would desire to give all the glory to the great author of my salvation. I now feel so bold that, if the devil were to reproach me, I could answer him, Lord, I would ascribe it all to thee, that I have not yet turned back, and that no enemies have yet made me to quail with terror. Onward may I press, with heaven itself in view, trusting my salvation entirely in the hands of my Jesus, my all in all. April 26. How my father's fears lest I should trust to baptism stir up my soul. My God, thou knowest that I hate such a thought. No, I know that. Could I from this day be as holy as God himself, yet I could not atone for past sin. I have had a pretty good day. Fear, mistrust, and timorous are yet at sword's length. May I be valiant for truth and live and die in my master's glorious war. April 27th. Fear, be gone. Doubts, fall back. In the name of the Lord of hosts, I would set up my banner. Come on, ye demons of the pit. My captain is more than a match for you. In his name, armed with his weapons and in his strength, I dare defy you all. How glorious it would be to die by the side of such a leader. I am a worm, and no man, a vanity, a nothing, yet hath he set his love upon me, and why should I tremble or fear? I have been round with my tracks. May the good seed prosper and take root. I have again to lament that I do not live so near to God as I ought. Blessed be the name of the Lord for that measure of grace which he has given me. I can trust him for the rest. April 28th. Mr. S. addressed us both morning and evening from John 1 verse 5. I could not fix upon the subject so as to see the train of his thought. Afternoon. How I did rejoice when I brought a man to chapel and a boy to the Sunday school. It is the Lord. By this encouragement, in thy strength, I pledge myself to live yet more for thee, to fight more constantly and to work harder. Hold thou me up. Support me, for I can do nothing. The Lord has been with me today, though my heart has not been in such transports as heretofore. I will follow through shade as well as sunshine. Savior, dwell with me. Thine I am. Help me to serve thee and adore thee, world without end. April 29th. Went to prayer meeting. Thought upon Matthew 8, verse 20. When I have the presence of the Lord, nothing is a hardship to me. I would love to lodge with my master and to endure all things for him. Let not my first love chill. I have no fire within to keep it alight. Thou alone canst do this, my Lord and my God. I would anew devote myself to thee, and glory only in thy cross and in thy shame. April 30th, another month has passed. Time rolls away. I am nearer home. This month has brought me much holy enjoyment, much privilege. How little have I done when compared with what Jesus has done for me. What a slothful servant am I of so good a master. Roll on, ye months. Bring joy or sorrow as you will. If God be with me, all is mine. How much like Vanity Fair is this place? Newmarket. It is crowded with visitors. I saw two engines required to take them to London. Lord, give me strength like the engine to go straight on. Guided by thee, my great conductor. May 1st. Another month now dawns upon me. I have lived through one. I will bless the Lord for it and trust him for this also. Help me to live more to thy glory and to honor thee in my daily walk and conversation. The time of my baptism approaches. May I die to the world and live alone for thee. I would serve thee, O Lord, but I feel a weight, a law working against this law and holding me in partial bondage. Let thy grace break every fetter that withholds my heart from thee. May 2nd. Went to the lecture. Very few there. Not enough for a church meeting. Lord, revive thy church in Newmarket. A far happier day than I deserve. I have been able to soar a little and see the Canaan which I desire, though with a feeble eye. Tomorrow will be a solemn day. I have been enabled more than usual to pour out my heart in prayer. I need support now, and I feel that I shall have it. How say for all God's people? Not one of the least of them can be lost. The oath and promise of the Lord cannot be broken. 'Tis a sin to think that God, a God of truth, will ever desert his people. It is a shame, a blasphemy. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. May 3rd, my mother's birthday. May the Son of Heaven shine upon her and revive her, even as it is done upon the natural world this day. Started with Mr. Cantlow at 11, reached Islesham at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I was privileged to follow my Lord and be buried with him in baptism. Blessed pool, sweet emblem of my death to all the world. May I henceforward live alone for Jesus, accept my body and soul as a poor sacrifice. Tie me unto thee. In thy strength I now devote myself to thy service forever. Never may I shrink from owning thy name. I vow to glory alone in Jesus and his cross, and to spend my life in the extension of his cause, in whatsoever way he pleases. I desire to be sincere in this solemn profession, having but one object in view, and that to glorify God. Bless him upon thy name that thou hast supported me through the day. It is thy strength alone that could do this. Thou hast, thou wilt. Thou hast enabled me to profess thee. Help me now to honor thee and carry out my profession and live the life of Christ on earth.